Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We need to talk about this. The issue is now being debated in the South African Parliament, and that is about the private use of a cannabis. Joining us is Stephen Swart. He's a member of the African Christian Democratic Party. A very good morning to you, and thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, thank you, and happy Spring Day to your listeners. And, of course, happy Rosh Hashanah for next week. Shana Tova for next
thank
week.
Thank you.
May have a good and sweet year.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Very, very kind of you. So it's a very difficult one, this whole, the cannabis thing. We've seen a tremendous amount of pressure on government. We've seen people talking about, obviously, medicinal purposes and all sorts of recreational things. But we also know that it is a real danger. And we, in fact, about a year ago, chatted to somebody who runs a couple of addiction centers. And he said to us that if you think that cannabis isn't addictive, you're smoking something, because it is. It really is. How are you, as the ACDP, how are you dealing with this?
Well, we appreciate that it is a very sensitive issue, but we are on record as expressing our deep concerns about the Cannabis for Private Purposes Bill, which, as you know, was drafted following the Constitutional Court decision in the Prince matter, which allowed the private usage of cannabis, and we are concerned about the impact that will have, just exactly as you pointed out, that it does have an addictive purpose, and of course the impact that it has on our youth when it is mixed with other drugs such as Mandrax, and the impact that our communities are being devastated. And this is quite interesting, because during our public hearings, we had the Department of Health came and they said allowing cannabis for private use is likely to lead to increased use of cannabis by adolescents due to more open use and therefore greater exposure. And adolescents who are regular smokers of cannabis are at risk of having arrested psychological development, as well as the long-term effects on adolescent brain development. Now, the Act only deals with the age of the bill up to the age of 18, but they say in brain development, which I agree with, continues to the age of 25. So there are massive issues here, and we are deeply concerned as the ACDP about THC, the psychotic intoxicating cannabis. On the other hand, you've got the beneficial CBD oils, you've got the CBN oils, and of course the industrialization of hemp and other products, CBD, which has got very low THC, that we would be prepared to look at, and the medicinal usage of THC, strictly regulated, also has benefits. So it is, as you know, a very, very complex issue, and we are now going through the public hearings, but we've already put down a marker to say we, as the ACDP, are deeply concerned about the long-term implications, particularly for the youth who are very vulnerable, and the Drug Master Plan points this out as well and is trying to address the issues of cannabis as well.
Just explain then to me why we couldn't have gone another route, which says with the medicinal value, which is actually not the THC part of it. In other words, if you have a lower THC, you reduce the THC and then you use the cannabis for other purposes. Why couldn't that simply be legalized?
Well, the issue relates to the Constitutional Court judgment in the Prince matter, which relates to the private usage of cannabis with recreational cannabis, which is the high THC, which is your intoxicating psychotic drug, and the court there found that it is a breach of your privacy, the right to privacy, for not allowing one to make use of that. So we were then, the Constitutional Court gave Parliament a time to deal with this issue, the privacy issue. So it's a very narrow bill, and of course, the many members of the cannabis lobby are outraged about the fact that the bill is so narrow, and they've rejected it totally on that basis, and because it doesn't deal at all with the commercialization of the broader CBD, CBM issues, the hemp, the medicinal issues. And so it's for us, we've already put down our marker that we are concerned about this bill, but one does need to have a broader look, and this is contained in what is referred to as the Cannabis Master Plan. We've got various role players, such as the Department of Agriculture, DTI, all involved in trying to roll out the industrial and commercial aspects of hemp, of medicinal, as well as the recreational side. So I think this is an issue we've got to watch very closely, because one's got to balance what is the common interest. And so you've got a lot of farmers, small farmers that want this decriminalized, but then what is the impact? What is the impact on our communities, and particularly our impoverished communities, where you've got high levels of unemployment amongst the youth and you've got large-scale drug usage? And as you pointed out, that the cannabis can be a gateway drug. So we've got to be very cautious in our approach. However, that having been said, it is also very important that the Drug Master Plan, which was launched last year, refers to this judgment and also refers to concerns about cannabis and the need for social development to be involved in this and to implement ways to curb cannabis abuse. And I view this as helpful because we need education programs, particularly amongst the youth who are the most vulnerable. And then, of course, the question is, should the approach be one of criminal justice or rather a social justice? And I would think, and this is my perspective, that one should rather try to approach the issue of drug abuse, whether it's cannabis abuse, from a social justice perspective. Because as we know, our courts are overburdened and not able to deal with the horrendous murders, rapes, robberies, the GBV issues. But at the same time, you also want to have a deterrent there. So it is a fine balance between these different interests as to how one is going to approach it. And I must say, I would. We are listening now. We're going to sit the whole day today again with public hearings from 9 o'clock on to 7 p.m., where we're having a lot of people coming to express their views. But I would also like to hear the views of communities that are ravaged by drug abuse, parents, where their child might have started with cannabis that might have seemed very innocent, and where that has led them now. And I think that your opening remarks about the drug treatment centers and what they've said about cannabis is really important to bear in mind. It must be balanced against those folk that are calling for the total opening up of this industry. But again, I must emphasize the difference between the THC psychotic and the CBD, which is the non-psychotic or very low THC levels, as well as the benefits of medicinal treatment. And that has been pointed out as well by the Department of Health as well as the Department of Agriculture.
So in an ideal world, if you were writing this law, or if your party was writing, ACDP was writing this law, how would you like it to look?
Well, I would like to see a more nuanced approach where we differentiate between the THC, the CBD, and the CBM, as you pointed out. That one, this is a very narrow bill. It's dealing purely with the criminal justice perspective. And I would like the inclusion of the issues that relate to a restorative justice approach. A restorative justice approach. And that is that we would find, if you even go back to the Torah of Exodus, where one then would include ways of restoring the community and not a criminal justice perspective when it comes to the persons in possession. I'm speaking personally here. Obviously, the ACDP has adopted a position on restorative justice because what is the good of locking a person, a child, away who is in possession of a few grams, and then that child is raped and abused in prisons or in safety centers into a lifetime of crime? So I would like to see a restorative justice approach where there is an investigation into the household situation as to why that youth is making use of cannabis or other drugs. It's often, as I've said earlier, linked with other drugs and with social reports to have a restorative justice approach. Now, sadly, what has happened is that because of the whole issue, there's another court case, the LM judgment, which then found that to criminalize any aspect of this is not permissible, and therefore even a restorative justice approach falls away. So this is a bit of the dilemma we faced with. So one then has to fall back, because we respect the constitutional court judgments, then one has to fall back on a social development approach, trying to approach it like the Drug Master Plan does, a social justice perspective. But it is important that at the end of the day, one does need to have a deterrent. And so then one's got to look at who are the people that are actually dealing. And that falls back then on the Drugs and the Drug Trafficking Act. And when you start looking at that, then that is where you actually have strong penalties for the persons who are dealing in this. And I remember former Justice Cameron indicating that to criminalize the drug user or drug possessor is not the best approach. Now, we would need to debate that, but it is something to consider, given the fact that our prisons are overcrowded with very serious offenders, as I indicated earlier, murderers, rapists, robbers. We're not even dealing with state capture and corruption at this stage. So I think these are complex issues, but I do, from the ACDP's perspective, we would like to see some criminal element which is a deterrent, absolutely, but at the same time to have a restorative justice approach as well.
All right, and just some of our messages. Mark says, good morning, South Africa has enough of a brain drain, so the public, especially the under the 25s, do not need to destroy their brains. So my vote is no to personal use, however, for medicinal purposes, that's different. Ansan says, so nice to hear a political party that does that just follows common sense. Charles saying it most definitely is a gateway drug. Stephen Swart, member of the African Christian Democratic Party, the ACDP, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning.